Manchester City crashed out the Champions League on aggregate 6-6 when Monaco won on away goals. The first leg was a dramatic 5-3 win for the Blues.
The second leg was also a thriller as Monaco came back to win 3-1 with goals from Mbappe, Lottin, Fabinho and the powerhouse in the midfield, Bakayoko.
The league earned side, who scored 123 goals so far this season, were on top in the game and some say they deserved the quarter-final spot.
Pep Guardiola takes the blame for the loss, saying I couldn't convince them to attack.
What do you think about City's exit of the Champions League?
Well, I don't think it was unexpected, to be honest. I don't think the City squad at the moment is strong enough for Champions League football. I think Guardiola needs to make quite a few changes, get rid of some players that aren't quite performing as well as they should be. We've had lots of purchases from other managers in the past. So I think it's a transitional period for City and hopefully next season things will be a bit better.
Okay, do you think City are unlucky to be heading home without a place in the Champions League quarter-final?
I think so, and I think that's mainly down to the fact that we went out on the away goals rule. I thought we played really well at home and we didn't play particularly well last night, but still 3-1, we managed to get that goal and then we're out, so shame.
Last question, after the Champions League's exit, do you think City will bounce back after the defeat and finish in the top four?
I think so. It's quite tight up at the top. Chelsea are running away with it at the moment. But City have got a strong squad, haven't they? And although it's quite tight, I think we can make it.
All right, thank you. As a United fan, do you think Monaco deserve the win?
I think they did deserve the win. I think over two games, I think they were the better side. I thought that they played with a lot of passion. I thought that they were well managed. I thought the shape of them was good. I thought there was a great deal of pace. And I think it paid off in the end because, of course, you know, towards the end of the game they won. And I must say, as a United fan, I was really pleased.
What do you think of Bakayoko's header in the 77th minute to give Monaco three?
Amazing. I think he was a standout player in the match last night. And for me, you know, he kind of stands as an example to footballers. You keep going, you keep pushing through, you keep the pace going, you work with your team, and it paid off for them. And look where they are now.
Going off topic a little bit, do you think Manchester United will finish in the top four this season?
Wow. I hope so. You know, I'm a United fan. Yeah. I've got a season ticket going tonight to watch our European game, not quite City's, but I don't know. I think we've got a tough few games ahead. I think Mourinho's making a difference to the team, and if we can get our injuries sorted, if we can play the best teams over the next few games, I think we stand a good chance. Keeping my fingers crossed, lads, here.
Last question. What do you think has gone wrong this season so far for United?
Chelsea have won too many games. That's what's gone wrong for United. I don't think things have gone wrong. I think we've learned a lot from the games that we've played, from the team selections, from the different formations of players. I think we've learnt that we need to play Mkhitaryan more. I think we need to bring Rashford on up front. I think we were right to drop Rooney, and you know, so that he missed a few games. I think he's come back faster. I think he's come back fitter. I think we're right to bring Fellaini on towards the end of the game when we need to get that, you know, last few minute header. So I've got every faith in our manager. I've got faith in our players, and come on, United, let's get in the top four.
Thank you.